The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
But first, that day has finally arrived where thousands of pubs, restaurants and cafes can open their doors to the public. And joining me now to talk about the latest regulations and the reaction is News Talk political correspondent Sean Defoe. We'll also be talking to Michael O'Donovan, chairperson of Cork City and Cork County branch of the Vintners Federation of Ireland and owner of the Castle Inn. Good morning to you both. Sean, first of all, we had a midnight change in the rules.
Yeah, last minute, good morning Pat, last minute changes to them, literally at 10 past midnight, kind of an email and the change to the regulations dropped. So what that is going to mean, it's actually a relatively simple one. What it's going to mean is the contact tracing is now only going to be required for the lead person at a table rather than for every individual person at the table. It was thought that everyone would have to individually give their details. Instead, it's going to go through one person, just makes the point of contact a little bit easier for restaurants who are gathering it up. And the rest of those regulations were largely as we expected them to be and published late last night with an update. It kind of in fitting really with the last minute nature of what a lot of these regulations have been for businesses. Now, Adrian Cummins of the Restaurants Association is still asking this morning for some actual printable PDF versions, particularly when it comes to the contact tracing and proof of immunity guidelines to be published. Apparently they're not up yet, but there is quite a short 4-page document that is online for any of those businesses, guidance to indoor hospitality, that has it all up and it is relatively simple and now updated this morning.
I mean, the rules about tables of six, and obviously your growing children who are under 18 don't have to be vaccinated. But there's a peculiarity that says children under 12 don't count, and the maximum number at a table can be 15. So that means like hordes of little kids running around the place, trying to keep them at a table. But 15 people at a table, because they're children, most of whom won't be vaccinated, just seems a bit odd.
It seems like a very big jump, doesn't it, from only six over the age of 13, and then you can add an additional nine little children running around. And fair play to any table around the country that has capacity for 15 people sitting down, even if they are children or not. But it does seem a lot to be asking. I suppose the only thing is that under these regulations, for the most part at least, people are told to ring ahead and plan ahead, so that if you were bringing along nine little children with you, they could at least have the time to say, look, we don't have the room to fit you in, or to plan an area where they're slightly away and where they're 2 metres distance from the other tables.
I'm just thinking, okay, you might have kids in buggies who would stay still, but if you've got whatever number under the age of 12, I'm thinking of the rugrats crawling all around the place, mixing with other tables, rambling around the place, saying a nice hello to, you know, a granny in the corner who dotes on them, etc., etc., etc. It's just the reality of life, I would suspect. Now, the app and reading with this app, the QR code, has that been rolled out?
Well, yeah, so it is. It has rolled out, but it's not actually an app in itself. So there is a service that you can get. It's on gov.ie. And again, there's a kind of a main page for it that tells you what the do's and don'ts of this particular scanner. And what it is it's simply an online QR code scanner. I had one of my friends try it at the weekend and she said it worked absolutely perfectly with her.
It didn't work. It didn't work for my daughter yesterday. She tried it on her. She's fully vaccinated. She tried it and it just referred her to a page that had no information, but there you go.
It's supposed to work then, is it? I can only go. We tried. So what it's supposed to do is it shows up very simply. You scan the code. So obviously it's been a bit hit and miss if we've had literally a 50% ratio between the two of us of it working. But what it's meant to do is when it scans it, it'll come up with two options. One is a big tick that says valid, very clear. You're good to go. Your cert is accepted for recovery. And the other is same big X, invalid, doesn't work, and that you're not going to be allowed in, and you might be redirected according to the guidelines out to outdoor dining then, but you shouldn't be allowed in for indoor dining.
Now, we were told that the Cabinet is going to have a look at vaccinated weddings. Now, last week I put it to the Taoiseach that it shouldn't matter how many guests are at a wedding as long as they're all vaccinated. Have a listen to his reply.
Well, how do you know that all your wedding guests are vaccinated?
No, but they don't get into the reception. They don't get into the hotel unless they've got the QR code that will be validated by the hotelier.
That's something we haven't explored at the moment. The limit on the number who can attend a wedding is 50, and there isn't a requirement to check that people are vaccinated or not. In pure public health terms, you could allow people to attend weddings if they're fully vaccinated, but the issue would then immediately arise as to what you do with people who are not vaccinated. Would they then be uninvited, and what would happen with children? Would they be uninvited too? And I just don't think anybody wants to go down that route at the moment. I might be wrong, but I don't get the sense that anybody particularly wants to do that.
Now, faced, Sean, with hundreds of brides in their wedding dresses in protest, and if it's a rainy day, those wedding dresses will get destroyed, at the hem at least. Maybe they're going to do a U-turn on that one.
Yeah, they look like it might be gone. You hope that with the one time they get to wear the wedding dress out actually ahead of the wedding so it wouldn't get destroyed. But it does look as though Cabinet tomorrow, when it meets, is going to have another look at this. And this idea that Leo Varadkar also talked about in your show last week, that those COVID certs could be used as access, and whether you could go ahead with the pushing from 50 to 100. As we all know, it was meant to go to 100 in August. That was the initial plan. Then with the Delta surge, that has been put on hold along with a whole raft of other restrictions. And now they are going to examine tomorrow whether or not you could extend it beyond 50. But how they're going to work that is going to be interesting, because a lot of the points that the Taoiseach did raise in your show, like some of your guests, for example, who are unvaccinated, do you want to invite them? Do you say you have to get a vaccine, or you have to have been vaccinated before you can come? It's a lot of little tricky things in the personal invites that could be quite difficult there. So whether you might have the option to not use the digital COVID cert and have a wedding of 50, but then if you were happy to get everybody vaccinated, to have a wedding of 100. All those kind of details of what ministers are a bit unsure of at the moment and want to work out. Mm-hmm. But certainly after the discussion on your show last week, they are going to look at it a bit more.
Yeah. I mean, the positive thing about having a rule that says, you know, if you want to have a large wedding, everyone has got to be vaccinated, you can, as the bride and groom, you can actually hide behind that and say, look, these are the rules. You can't come unless you're vaccinated. We'd love to have you, but that's the way it is. And given how far down the age range that the vaccinations have gone, you suspect that most adult invitees would at this point have had access at least to J&J one shot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. If you were saying this even 2 months ago, it would be slightly different, because a lot of the people in their early 30s, etc., wouldn't have been able to get it, whereas now there is a big sort of a big option about it. You do, the scenario I was thinking of, though, is, you know, that stubborn uncle who doesn't want to get vaccinated and believes it's all a scamdemic. At least that would be a very good way to get
them. Who wants him at the wedding?
It'd be a good way to cut him out. And you probably don't want him on the dance floor anyway, that dodgy dad dancing going on. But anyway, yeah, so there is a way to hide behind it there, too.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that the Cabinet will obviously be discussing is the hair that was raised about the possibility that schools might not reopen on time. Now, on The Breakfast Show, Norma Foley was at great pains to reassure parents that everything will be done. And we know there's talk of them having bought CO2 monitors and all the rest of it to try and keep schools safe. But that surely will be on the Cabinet agenda on Tuesday as well, because we know now that COVID, this particular Delta variant, is no respecter of age.
No, it's not. And it certainly looks as though it is more transmissible among children as well, which is worrying. And there are teachers who are now looking ahead to coming back, even though the summer break for many of them has just started, and are starting to wonder where we are going to be in the spread of this. If we're at 1,300 cases at the minute, what things could look like by the time they're expected to go back into the workplace. As you say, Norma Foley, completely emphatic on The Breakfast Show this morning. I texted a couple of government sources over the weekend and this morning as well, and they were saying, no, look, this isn't coming from our end. There is no doubt at the moment the plan is schools to go ahead the same with colleges. You'd Simon Harris before a committee there on Friday saying that colleges are 100%. The focus is everything will be on campus, rather than the focus of the last year being everything online. Of course, there is the opportunity for that to change if we do get a massive surge. That does affect hospitalizations. At the moment, that's the big question mark, really, that is going to see Cabinet sit throughout August where it usually wouldn't. We haven't seen probably enough evidence here to show that the link is broken. You have seen it a bit more in the UK as to where that will go. But at the minute, everyone I talk to in government is saying, no, schools are going ahead, bar some big unforeseen circumstance or bar something that we haven't planned for.
Speaking of hospitalizations, and Leo Varadkar wants more clarity on hospitalizations, it reminds me of Donald Rumsfeld talking about the known knowns and mm-hmm. then the known unknowns, and then the unknown unknowns. And Leah Radker is talking about the different categories of people who are in hospital. Those who are admitted for COVID and are being treated for COVID, that's category one. Then there's those who are admitted for something else and are being treated for COVID. And then the third, there are those who are admitted for something else and are completely asymptomatic and don't need any treatment for COVID. And he's really saying that the people who count in terms of the numbers of hospitalizations are the first two categories and not the third.
Yeah, and even the second category, you can put something of a question mark over, because that's people
Well,
who,
if they're being treated for COVID, he said, you know, they need
COVID
treatment.
In hospital. Yeah, well, you need the treatment in there, but say, you broke your leg, you go into hospital, you got COVID there, or people had a fall or something, you go into hospital.
But if you're being treated, the key thing is if you're being treated, whether you got it in there, whether you brought it in with you or otherwise, whatever it is, if you're being treated for COVID, you are a genuine hospital case for COVID.
If you go in and you are completely, as you're saying, completely unsymptomatic, you don't need any sort of treatment, then you're not as much of a concern to the system you're in for something else. And those are figures that are going to be really important as we try to establish what I was talking about there, about whether we see that disconnect between cases and hospitalizations and whether the system is going to be overwhelmed or not. Really, it's kind of surprising it's not been done 18 months into the pandemic, but certainly it's going to be one of the key metrics that Leo Varadkar and I know other cabinet ministers want to get a look at, if they're going to be able to talk about weddings, schools, all the other issues we're going on, because the real concern is hospitalizations and where we get to on that.
All right, Sean, thank you very much for that. The Cabinet, as you say, going to sit regularly right throughout August. I suppose they've been doing it remotely from time to time, so they'll be able to do it again from their staycation destinations as well. Sean, thank you very much for joining us. That's Newstalk's political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Michael O'Donovan has been listening to our conversation, chairperson of Cork City and Cork County branch of the Vintners Federation of Ireland and owner of the Castle Inn. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you feeling about today? I mean, are you full of relief, optimism, or trepidation?
No, I think today is a day to be, I suppose, joyful, really, Pat, that we're going back to work after 16 months, really. I know we had 2 weeks in September, but, you know, the first few days were good, and then the fear factor hit when the numbers started going up and business took a severe hit after that. So it wasn't a true reflection, those 2 weeks. And now, I suppose today, you know, people are vaccinated. Speaking to some of my customers during the week when I was in the bar preparing for today, you know, there's some people that haven't availed of the outdoor setting because they, they weren't too au fait with it. And they're really looking forward to coming back indoors today, where they can have a read of the paper, sit down, you know, have a drink and have a chat and go again. So our main aim today is keep people safe, follow the guidelines that are in place, and look, hopefully we can have brighter days ahead.
Do you feel what is asked of you is very onerous about, I don't know how many doors there are to the Castle Inn, but only really having one point of entry, which is policed to get identities and QR codes. If you've got more than that, I don't know what you do, because I mean, some of them might be seen as, you know, emergency exits in the case of a busy situation.
Yeah, look, we're lucky. We've only one door, one main entrance, a big entrance. So we will have that manned. We have a fire escape, but that's closed all the time. It's not. It's only for an emergency. So we'll be manning the main entrance.
There's no ready access to that. You kind of hit the bar or whatever is required to open the emergency exit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's down an escape route. So. Yeah, we have to man our main door. And look, I do have great sympathy for colleagues that have multiple doors. It is a very difficult situation to be in, to be manning all the doors. But look, I suppose we have to follow the rules and regulations and the guidelines. Are they onerous? Yes, they are. We never wanted to be put in this position, especially asking people for ID to prove their vaccination certificate. But it's what the government have mandated us to do to get us open. And look, we're publicans. We adapt to things, and we'll adapt to this as well. And we'll keep people safe in doing so.
The question of your own staff, two questions really. One, have you had difficulty in getting up to speed again in terms of numbers? And two, do you have concerns about those of your staff who might not be vaccinated?
Yeah, look, we're going to operate for the start with our family, Pat, and we are all vaccinated. I have part-time staff. They're not fully vaccinated. I asked them if they wished to work or what did they want to do. And look, some have said they'd rather have their second vaccine, and that's fully acceptable. And we're just going to go with us, the family, first that are fully vaccinated. And it's going to be a true, authentic family-run business for the first couple of weeks, because we're going to work it ourselves.
All right. So as far as you're concerned, they may be a bit onerous, but you're going to it with a will.
Yeah, we have to, Pat, because look, the last 16 months, we've been, I suppose, champing at the bit to get open. But we have the opportunity now today, and I think every publican has to take responsibility and do it correctly and try and follow it to the best of their ability, follow the regulations that are there, and keep people safe is the priority. And hopefully we won't see a spike in numbers or anything coming out of it, or a spike in hospitalizations, I think, is the real one that we're watching. Yeah. And look, hopefully we can bring a bit of joy and a bit of, I suppose, communities will get back to life again and have interaction with each other.
Michael O'Donovan, chairperson of Cork City and Cork County branch of the Vintners Federation of Ireland and owner of the Castle Inn, thank you very much for joining us.